pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome. First thing on the agenda is roll call, and we have everybody but Dan here tonight. Do I hear a motion to excuse Dan?
I like that motion.
Okay, Eugene first.
I'll second.
Charles seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. We have some guests tonight in Boy Scout Troop 803. They're here to observe tonight's meeting. Tonda, you want to make a comment or something? Or? Thank you for coming and bringing them. So hopefully one day, one or two of you might be interested in being involved in the city council. That'd be nice. No? Well, we'll wait and see. Okay, next on the agenda is citizen input. If there's anybody here that'd like to address the council on council business, raise your hand. I'll acknowledge you. You can come to the mic here and give us your name and address, and you'll have up to 5 minutes. Since there's no citizen input, we'll go to the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Make that motion.
Mark Snyder first.
Second.
Gina seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. Next, do I hear a motion for the consent agenda for approval?
Make that motion.
Second.
Ken Johnson first. Ken Kaler seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. Okay, next on the agenda is current business 4.1, public hearing on interim marijuana zoning regulations. And this is a public hearing process, so please bear with us as we progress through the legal and technical aspect of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7:03 p.m. and is being held to receive a report and public comments on the city's recent interim marijuana zoning regulations. This public hearing is required by state law. I will now ask the city attorney, Catherine, to present a staff report.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. I don't have much to report in the way of recent progress on the legalization of marijuana front. We are still awaiting the decision or advisory opinion from the Attorney General's office. The legislature continues to have discussions as they're getting ready to convene about what to do with medical and recreational marijuana. I anticipate, much as I had outlined previously, that that's the direction they will take. We continue to monitor the application filings throughout the state. I can report that at least as of today's filings, there are no growing and no processing applications in Adams County. There are two retail applications in Lind, but that's all of the activity that you have. There are about 11 or 12 Eastern Washington counties that have received applications for the three different licenses. Moses Lake will have competition for their retail license. They've received more than there are two. But there are more applications than I had anticipated. And the Liquor Control Board has extended the window for accepting applications until December 21st. So whether they extend it beyond that date again will depend on the status at the time of the application filings. But it looks like they anticipate they will close it on the 21st and start issuing licenses mid-March in anticipation that the licensees will be able to open their businesses by the 1st of June.
Questions from council? I will now ask for public testimony, questions or objections to be heard from citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and I'll allow up to 5 minutes. Anybody that would like to address the council on the marijuana issue? Sean?
Council. Yes, I would like to address the council with regard to this ordinance. I realize why the city has gone through the process through its attorney to set the regulation, and much of the last meeting and deliberations you had was because we needed to set some kind of regulation in order to regulate, decide where these could be put, or could be placed, these retail stores, and I understand that, but I object to, for several reasons, to this ordinance. I think that the city should change its mind. I think the city should put a moratorium and go back to the moratorium for the reasons that the Attorney General still hasn't ruled, and the federal government still says that this is illegal activity. And so for the city council to move forward until you have clear direction from either side, I don't think is wise. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Okay. Any other citizens that like to address the council on this issue? Okay. Okay, does the staff want to respond to the public comment? Catherine, did you want to respond to that or not?
I would just make the comment once again that the options that the city has, as well as every city that's grappling with this issue, is are limited, and admittedly they're not great options. However, it really does come down to the decision of the council as to which risks it wants to take on. And I am empathetic to the concerns of the public, and you know, in listening to the testimony before the legislature and their committees right now and their work groups, it is an issue that is felt statewide, and there are opinions that come from every angle. There are just as many supporters, if you will, of both the medical and recreational marijuana side as there are opponents. And the legislature, in going forward in this next session, is really struggling to try and balance all of those different interests with the added layer of the federal government on top of it all. So I acknowledge that your decision is a difficult one, but I applaud your efforts in going forward and your leadership in going forward, because I know that it is not an easy decision. I wish I had better options to give to you, but we just don't.
Any of the council members have comments or questions at this time?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
As of course you know, the last time this was up, I took the stance of not. I believe we should have a prohibition. And I noticed there's been two more cities, Mossy Rock and Wenatchee, that has decided to have prohibition. And you know, there's over 20 cities that have passed moratoriums to further wait, see what the state is going to do, especially with the marijuana medical issue. At least if anything, I think we should have went a moratorium to further see what the state is. We had a chance to talk to some of our state legislators last week when they were here in town. And they are still completely confused about the whole situation themselves. And one of the issues was money. They just said, don't count on any money from the state, because they don't even know the direction that they're headed yet with it. And that's just my personal feeling. I would like to see the prohibition completely, but at least a moratorium put on it.
Thank you. Any other council members?
I kind of feel the same way. I don't think we've got enough information out there from the state or anybody else. They say that they've got things pretty well squared away with the federal government on this, but I question that too. And I kind of agree. I think we ought to put a moratorium on it until we get further information on it. Direction.
I just have a quick question. What was, I know that there were some cities that had gone with the moratoriums and gone with the prohibitions. Has there been any legal backlash to that
There hasn't been, but we don't anticipate there will be until the first licenses are issued, because nobody really has standing yet to challenge the regulations until they're impacted, and that really won't occur until they've been issued a state license, they go to the local jurisdiction to apply or to cite, and then they're prohibited from citing. And I haven't taken a look recently at the breakdown between what jurisdictions have done what, but in looking at the moratoriums, pay attention also to whether it's a moratorium on the recreational versus the medical, because there still are many cities that have ongoing moratoria against the medical marijuana, ourselves included.
In our timeline, are we able to table this, since we're at a kind of a crossing of the guards here?
You can do whatever you want. As far as the timelines go, the state will begin, like I said, issuing licenses after this application period closes, which is December 21st.
Catherine, you said there's been two applicants for retail in Lynn. So if the state issues those two in the town of Lynn, that is our quota of two retail outlets within the county.
Correct.
So there would be no applicant for Ofello that could?
Well, that depends, because the window, remember, is open for 30 days. So if you got other filings within this next remaining 2 weeks, roughly, then there would be a lottery, and it would be a random drawing, essentially, of who got those two slots for Adams County.
And can we set the fees for those licenses, same as a city business license when they come in?
No, the application fees are established by the State Liquor Control Board rules. What the city does have the authority to do is, through its business license ordinance, impose business license fees the same as you would any other business.
So we can set the fee for our city business license for a retailer such as that?
Well, for any commercial retailer. You wouldn't be able to single out, for instance, the recreational marijuana retailer as opposed to any other retail.
Because we have our city business license, and we also have a cabaret license, which is much more, because there's certainly going to be much more police activity at places like that, and it's considerably higher. So we could set that license for city business license considerably higher, also because of possible criminal activity around those such places, or?
I think that's something that you could look at. That's one of the questions that's been asked of the Attorney General from the Liquor Control Board. Remember, one of the questions was whether it was completely a peremptory field, and whether there was any ability to prohibit at the local level. And the second question was, if there is not the authority to prohibit, can the local cities adopt more stringent regulations? And one of those prongs was specific to the business license. In other words, can we treat them differently as a business applicant than we do other commercial business applicants or other agricultural business applicants? So there might be room. I'm not aware of any city who has attempted to craft a business license ordinance along those lines yet, but I'm guessing that there are several jurisdictions that are waiting for this Attorney General's opinion so that they can follow that course if it's permissible.
Thank you.
Any council comment? I guess I'll just speak on it myself. I'm more in favor of moratorium. I guess we do have to protect the city to a point from lawsuits, especially when they start. Well, if we have the roll the dice and one of them chooses Othello, they don't march in here and file a lawsuit against us. So I'd sure like to see us restricted as much as we possibly can. So that'd be my feeling on it. Charles, you mentioned about we have to proceed forward. So we got an answer there. Maybe I'll be discussion in a minute. But any other council comments? Okay, then I will now close the public hearing at 7:15 p.m. Okay, 4.2, accept the petition to annex and set a public hearing to consider the petition of annexation. Daryl.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. For the record, Daryl Piercy, City Planner. You have before you for consideration a petition for annexation that has been submitted by Naomi Campbell. It involves a parcel that's approximately 20 acres that's located adjacent to 14th Street at this location and directly adjacent to the new elementary school, which is located here. Directly across the street is Ashwood Notch and the Sagestone residential developments. The property does not go to the intersection with Highway 26, so there's another 20-acre parcel between this subject parcel and the state highway. Before you for consideration tonight is not the annexation itself, but rather whether or not you as a council will accept the petition for annexation. Should you choose to accept the petition, that will then lead to additional public hearings before the council where you will consider the annexation, take public testimony in regards to that, and also make a determination in regards to the zoning that you would assign to that parcel should it be annexed after your action. That, again, would be subject to additional public hearings to set the zoning. So there's a number of opportunities for the public to become involved in the annexation process and also further discussions on what that zoning would be. You should note, however, I think in the petition for the annexation, the applicant is requesting that the property be zoned commercial one, which would allow for commercial retail use and other commercial uses that are allowed in the C1 zone. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that the council may have. Again, your choice tonight is to either accept or reject the petition. Should you choose to accept the petition, that would lead to further analysis and discussion and public hearings before the council to actually address the annexation issue.
Questions from council? Do I hear a motion to accept the petition for annexation submitted by R.A. Hansen, LLC? Set public hearing for January 27th, 2014 to provide for public testimony and consideration of annexation request by council.
I so move.
Jake and Kaler first. Do I have a second?
Second.
Jake and Johnson seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same? Okay, Darrell, thank you.
Thank
that
you.
Passes. Thank you very much. Okay, biased contract. Spencer?
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. The city of Othello uses a company called Bias to provide us with our software, our computer software needs. The software that they provide us gives us the ability to budget and account and report our financial activities according to the stipulations that the state has given us. The software that they provide also gives us the ability to run our utility billings, our accounts payable, our payroll, and they're quite a good company to work with. Every year, also, we renew our contract with them, and attached tonight is the new contract that we're proposing with them for the 2014 year. And it's the recommendation of staff that the council allow the city to enter into this contract for the 2014.
Questions? I want to remind council that they've really worked well with us. They've developed software and everything for us. They've been a great company for us as a city, and it's been a great relationship we've had over the years with them.
They're constantly evolving their software, and they provide update trainings on emerging issues. And, they're really a great resource.
So I do hear a motion to enter in an agreement with Bias Software for the 2014 services.
I'll make that motion.
Regina first.
I'll second.
Charles seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same? Okay, and that passes also. Ordinance to amend OMC 12.16.060 and OMC 12.16.070 relevant to water rates. Spencer?
Did you want?
Oh, you're right. Sorry about that. I jumped over it. You're correct. Okay. 4.4, ad valorem tax ordinance. Spencer again.
Thank you very much. Every year, the Adams County Assessor provides us with the assessments for the city of Othello upon which our property tax revenues are based on. I've prepared an ordinance here tonight where you're accepting the dollar value that they provide us, which is the ceiling, the top of the line as far as what we can accept in property tax revenue. This year, typically we get our evaluations in maybe late November, and we haven't received our official evaluations yet. I've received an estimate from the county assessor, and the ordinance that I've prepared tonight includes that estimate of $1,520,000 in property tax revenue. If hopefully within the next couple of weeks I'll get the official assessment from the county assessor, and if that assessment comes in higher than this dollar amount, we'll want to revisit this ordinance. If that value is slightly less than this valuation, then we'll be able to leave it as is. So I submit this ordinance to you for your approval.
Questions from council? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the ad valorem tax ordinance for the fiscal year 2014?
I make the motion.
Okay, Mark first.
Second.
Gina seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. Thank you, Spencer. Okay, 4.5. Ordinance to amend OMC 12.16.060 and OMC 12.16.070 relevant to water rates. Spencer again.
Thank you very much. We currently have a city ordinance that establishes water rates for a three-year period, 2011, 12, and 13, and which means we need to establish a new ordinance to establish new water rates for the next three-year period, 2014, 15, and 16. Over the last month and a half, we've been working with the Water Sewer Committee addressing the needs of the water system and establishing the rates, the capital needs, the infrastructure needs, as well as looking at the impact to the members of the community when we establish these new rates. At our meeting last Monday, we brought the information from the Water Sewer Committee before the whole council, and we talked again about the impact of water rates on the community and the needs of the water system for the city of Othello currently and moving into the future. I've prepared an ordinance here that reflects those discussions at a 6% rate increase for each one of the years 2014, 15, and 16. And that rate increase, I also wanted to mention the ordinance that we currently have in place for 2011, 12, and 13 has a 4% increase to to the rates for each one of those years. So moving forward, we're looking at a slight increase to that 4% to a 6% increase, which will meet the future growth needs of the city and is also something that's hopefully some good middle ground between the infrastructure needs and the effect on the members of the community here in Othello. So I've prepared an ordinance that reflects that, and I submit it to you for your review and approval.
Questions, council? I know we've been talking about this for a while, so. No comments from council? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the three-year water rate increase per attached ordinance?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Gina first.
I'll second.
Okay, Charles seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. Thank you, Spencer. Okay. Consideration to cancel or reschedule December 23rd City Council meeting. Council, this is in your hand here. Some years we do have a meeting, some years we don't. So I guess what I'm looking for is a motion to either cancel the 23rd meeting or what do you want to do, I guess is the question.
I believe we've canceled them in the past. We've got the budget done. The only thing I want to make sure is that we get our accounts payable taken care of. And I think I talked to Spencer earlier, and I assured that we could do that for the first part of the year.
Any other comments?
I don't have any problem with canceling it, as long as we've got all of our jobs done.
If something does come up, I can call an emergency meeting for the council, so if we have to. Okay, so can you make a motion?
A motion to cancel the December 23rd City Council meeting.
Okay, Ken first, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Mark seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Okay, then our December 23rd meeting will be canceled. Okay, 4.7, recognition of outgoing elected officials. Ken Johnson.
Tonight, I get the honor of recognizing our two of our outgoing council members and our mayor tonight. It's been a privilege to work with these gentlemen the past few years. The first one I'd like to get up here is Charles Garcia. We happened to lure him over from the school district as a school board member, and it's been very nice to have him here. Charles was appointed by the council in March of 2010 and elected again in December to serve the term up to 2013. He's been very active in attracting softball tournaments to the city and been very supportive of the improvements on our parks program. Council member Garcia has been involved with the Adams County Fire District 5 Committee, the Adams County Network, Streets Budget Committee, Parks and Recreation Budget Committee, General Government Budget Committee, Grant Osborne Scholarship Committee, Lions Park Ball Field Committee, Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, Park Committee, Park Committee Ophelia School District, Pool Committee, RV Committee, Transportation Benefit District. Sometimes it seems like a full-time job when we start putting all these meetings together, and it takes a lot of time and commitment. And Charles, really appreciate your time. We thank you very much for your time given to the city. King Kaler. Councilman Kenneth Kaler has been a council member since January 2006 through December 2013. He's been very active in the community growth and protecting our resources and infrastructure. Not only besides Ken, when we got him, we got his wife Barbara too. I don't recall one time when Barbara has not been out here in the audience with Ken. She's been here every meeting, and a lot of the subcommittee meetings that I know have attended, she's been there too with you. And it's great to have that companionship. Ken, while on council, has probably been one of our most active council members on some of the different committees. I guess that comes along with that, all that extra spare time you have. That list includes Adams County Comprehensive Economic Development Study Steering Committee, Adams County Development Council Committee, Adams County EMS and Trauma Council, Adams County Left Disability Board, Adams County Solid Waste Advisory Committee, Beautification for Main Street, Water Sewer Street Budget Committee, Solid Waste Budget Committee, Contracts Budget, I'm not even halfway yet. General Government Budget Committee, Cable Franchise Renew Committee, City of Ofello Centennial Committee, which he was appointed president of that, and organized a three-day event in 2010. Comprehensive Plan Committee, Engineering Selection Committee, Groundwater Management Area, Insurance Review Committee, Landscape Development Committee, Legislative Committee, Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, Park Shelter Construction Committee, Simplot Contract Committee, Transportation Benefit District, Union Negotiating Committee, Water Rate Contract Committee. You've been a very busy person. We appreciate your time, your effort, and we hope you continue your community service. Ken, we thank you very much for your service. Mayor Tim Wilson. It's been an honor serving with you, Tim. Tim has served as a council member from 2002 to 2009, serving 8 years as a council member. The last four, he has served as our City of Ofello mayor. He's been very active in encouraging growth in Ofello and supportive of improvement of the city infrastructure. One of Tim's first projects is when he got elected mayor was our Main Street project. And we went gung-ho for that, and it's been a beautiful project. We've got a beautiful Main Street infrastructure that will last for years. There's many projects around the city we could drive around and look at and say that we had a hand in that that will benefit the city for the future. A lot of the committees that Tim has been involved with, Ambulance Service Committee, Anderson Perry Associates Scholarship Committee, Audit Conference, Police Budget Committee, Parks and Recreation Budget Committee, Streets Budget Committee, Law Enforcement Budget Committee, Cable Franchise Renew Committee, City of Ofello Centennial Committee, City Council position number one prior for 8 years, Gray and Osborne Scholarship Committee, Landscape Development Committee, Law and Justice Committee, Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, Park and Recreation Committee, Park Shelter Construction Committee, Pool Design Committee, Pool Committee, Transportation Benefit District, Union Negotiating Committee. Tim, I want to thank you very much for your commitment to the city. You've did this without any without asking for the recognition. You have did this for your sole love and support of the community of Ofello. I know that, and I would like to honor you and your time as City Council and Ofello Mayor very much.
Your
Tim, I'd also like to present you with a gavel.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is oath of office for incoming Mayor Sean Logan, council members Gina Darrow, John Lawless, and Corey Everett. Debbie, you're on for that one. Next on the agenda is unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business?
Yes. I would like to go back and revisit our marijuana issue, ordinance number 1388. We passed that last month, and it was stated that we could still possibly have a moratorium on it. Can we pass a moratorium on that ordinance to wait till we hear further from the state?
You can repeal that ordinance and adopt a different ordinance imposing a moratorium.
At this moment, I'd like to make a motion to appeal ordinance number 1388 till we can have a moratorium drafted and pass back at our next meeting.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay, Gina seconded. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, and the motion is repealed then. Okay. Anything else for unfinished business? Okay, do I hear, how about new business? Okay, I'm going to adjourn the meeting in just a second, but we do have snacks and stuff over here for you that are here to spend some time with the new members of council. And other than that, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming.